Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Laurie Walsh. Bridget Blody is the winner of the 2018 Young Artist Competition with the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra. She's a violist. She's also an avid runner, and she joins me now in the studio. Senior at St. Thomas More, is that right? Bridget, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about how you picked up the viola. When did that start?
So my older sister was originally a violinist, and my mom started us when we were really young just because of my older sister's desire to play. So I started when I was 4 years old, originally on the violin, actually, through the Black Hills Symphony, or through the Black Hills Suzuki Strings Program. And so, yeah, I started at the age of four, and quickly I transferred over to the viola because they kind of needed more viola students. And so ever since then, I've just been through the Suzuki program here in town.
All right. So people, you hear Suzuki and they're familiar with it, but they don't necessarily know how it works. So what exactly is the Suzuki method and the way that you learned?
Right. So the Suzuki method is kind of a different strings program. It really encourages developing not only the player, but the person. And so it's very big on nurturing the student, and there's a lot of learning by ear at the younger age, and so just encouraging fundamental technique and just growing through the repertoire and slowly increasing the difficulty in the music, and also playing music that's fun so kids enjoy music. And it's a great program.
Tell me about this competition then, and sort of the pressures and opportunity of it.
Mm-hmm. So the Young Artist Program is sponsored by the Black Hills Symphony, and it's put on every year in January. And so it's open to 9th through 12th graders. So 9th through 10th grade is the junior division, and they compete. And then the senior division is 11th and 12th graders, and they have the opportunity to win the competition or place, and if you win, you get to solo with the Black Hills Symphony.
All right. So have you already done that then, that solo performance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you were getting ready to do this, you know, that's a huge opportunity and it's exciting, and, you know, everybody enters a contest kind of wanting to win, but it's also a pressure, you know, for you that you also have to then turn around. I mean, you don't just get a trophy and go home.
Yeah.
Like the prize is, and now you have to deliver this, you know, again with this group of professional musicians on stage. Did that get in your head at all?
Originally, I kind of went into the contest not very much competition oriented, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was just really excited. I loved the piece that I was playing. And so we had a death in the family right before I performed. And so it kind of just put things into perspective with, especially with music, that it's not really about winning. It's more about just expressing yourself in ways that words can't. And so, that kind of changed my idea going into the competition, that it wasn't exactly competition. It was just an opportunity for me to play. And so, that definitely took a lot of the pressure off. Of course, there was still quite a bit, but it was different. And I had more fun, I think, than I would have originally if I thought of it as a you need to win this kind of idea. So, the competition itself was kind of, it was a different experience than the past 3 years have been, but a very good one.
Yeah. Are there a lot of pieces for viola solo? Do you see a lot of, you know, in the classical music world, you know, violist on the circuit? Is it it's less common than, say, a violin
or
a cellist?
Absolutely. It's kind of hard to find a good viola repertoire. And so my composer, I played the Vaughan Williams Suite, Group Number 1. And so this composer is more of a contemporary composer, and his kind of goal in life was to make more music that the violist could shine in, I guess you could say.
As it should be, right?
Yes. It is kind of difficult to find good viola repertoire. You really have to search for it. And the songs are typically not as flashy as a violin solo would be, but they're more deep, pure tones and kind of calm melodies. But I think they're
it's
beautiful.
It's a beautiful instrument with beautiful sounds and underrepresented, I think.
I would agree, yes.
What's next for you as a senior? What are you thinking about, you know, college or conservatory or music in the future?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
So kind of my decision to, or in deciding which college to attend was, so I'm a runner, like you mentioned, and I wanted to find this balance of running and music in college. And so I had a pretty extensive college search trying to figure out where to go. And I ended up at the University of South Dakota, or I will be there next year. And so I have the opportunity there to study music and run at the Division I level. And so it's the best of both worlds for me. So not only will I be able to play in the orchestra and take lessons, and if I can handle a minor, we'll kind of have to see what happens there, but yeah. I can also run. And so in addition to academics, that was the best opportunity for me.
What's your academic focus? What are you interested in? What do you love studying?
Yeah, so I'm going to study medical biology next year. I'm very passionate about that. I had quite a few setbacks in cross country with iron deficiency and trips to the emergency room, and so that really opened my eyes to the idea of medicine, and so I'm very passionate about that, and I'm excited to continue.
Do you feel like you have to choose between, you know, being a scholar, being an athlete, and being an artist? Or do you feel like there is a way to bring all those parts of you forward into life and into a career in the future?
I definitely think you can do it all. You know, people will tell you, no, you really have to focus on one particular thing. And I would definitely disagree. I think all the different components kind of work together in a way just to help you live your best life and express yourself in completely different ways. And it's given me an opportunity to make different friends. And I don't know, it's very enriching. And I think you can do it all. It's time management is very important, of course, but also the support of your family and friends. And I think just being driven and just deciding that you can do it is probably the most important part. But
this is what makes us human beings.
Exactly.
All those things together. We don't have to lay aside parts of ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. And like you said, with experiencing a death in your family, what really matters and who we are.
Yeah.
Bridget Blody, she's the winner of the 2018 Young Artist Competition with the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra. We're going to close the show with your performance, and we'll be back here tomorrow broadcasting all week live from SDPB's Black Hills Bureau. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Dakota Political Junkies are going to be here. Lee Strubinger has an update on the South Dakota initiated and referendum progress over the legislative session, and Representative David Lust will be here as well. Thank you so much to Mike Tyker today for his engineering support. Bridget, one more time, tell us the name of this piece, and we'll hit play and say thank you for listening.
So this is the Vaughn Williams piece. It's called Group One. Thank you.
Thank you, Bridget.